Well, good morning. Glad to see each and every one of you here, and glad to be able to worship our God with you. Charles was gracious enough to let me choose the songs that he would lead this morning as it pertains to the things that we're going to talk about for a few minutes this morning. When I survey the wondrous cross, love so divine demands my life, my soul, my all. And to Christ be loyal and be true. And particularly the chorus to the song we just sang. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. If you're visiting with us this morning, we're so thankful that you've chosen to be with us, especially if you're from our community and you are looking for a place where you can serve God, where you can learn about the truth of His Word, where you can be with people that are committed to Him. I hope that our worship service today and the thoughts that we're going to talk about for a few minutes this morning emphasize to you that this is our commitment and this is what we want to do. And especially that we're not afraid to look at ourselves and see where we fall short and see where we need to move forward as people of God. In 2 Corinthians 6 that Jacob read for us a little while ago, Paul makes this statement. You are not restrained by us, but you are restrained in your own affections. When you look at the passage, when you look at 2 Corinthians 6 and what Paul talks about just a little bit after that, we know what he's talking about. They were still having too deep of a relationship with the world. Their commitment to Christ was not their all that they committed to when they put on Christ. And Paul, sometimes he has to be very, very straightforward when he talks to the Corinthians. And I think all of us, if we're honest, sometimes we just need to be straightforward with one another and with ourselves. And so that's what I'm going to do this morning, is be a little more straightforward than sometimes I am from the pulpit. If we want to grow as Christians, and if we want to be the church, the congregation that God wants us to be, we need to think about ourselves. And I think there are many different ways in which we're restraining ourselves from growing into who God wants us to be. Paul said to them later, at the end of the book, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? He said, Corinthians, what you need to do is look inward. You need to say, where am I falling short? Where have I failed to fully give myself to the Lord? He says, examine yourselves to see if you are in the faith. And all of he's writing to Christians. Just because we put on Christ in baptism does not mean we are being Christ's disciples. And I'm not saying that all of us here are failing, but I'm telling you that there are ways in which you and I both are failing in our service to God. And we'll always need to grow. We'll always need to look for improvement. But we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to examine ourselves. Some things that I see, and the things that I'm about to mention, are purely my opinion about some things about our situation. And there are things, me included, that I need to improve upon in my relationship to God, in my relationship to all of you. But here are some things I want you to think about. It seems that there may be some here that do not seem to be very interested in taking part in the work of this congregation. Some of our parents seem to emphasize secular schoolwork, but do not seem to care, or at least in classes, it doesn't seem to be very evident that our kids are learning much at home. And one evidence of this is that their Bible classes, their lessons that they have here, are often not done when they come to class. Some of our families will pack school activities, sports, work, vacations, and other things into their busy schedules, but would prefer not to schedule gospel meetings, Bible studies, or other spiritual activities during the school year or at other, quote-unquote, hectic times. Some, it seems, find it easy to say good sermon, but refuse to apply the same sermon to themselves. Some say they want to grow and be dedicated to the Lord, but can't seem to find the time. And rather than expect some here to be at the assemblies, we've come to be surprised when some people are actually here, when they actually come to be with us in worship. It shouldn't have to take a miracle for this entire congregation to gather together at some point. But those are just a few things. We all need to look within ourselves and ask ourselves, where am I falling short? Where am I saying it's good enough? And it shouldn't surprise us that there are problems here, because there are problems in many churches. And there have always been problems among God's people, of God's people saying, well, this is good enough to get by in my service to God. In Malachi chapter 1 and verse 13, the Bible says, you also say, my, how tiresome it is. They're saying this about their worship and service to God. My, how tiresome it is. And you disdainfully snip at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring what was taken by robbery and what is lame or sick, so you bring the offering. Should I receive that from your hand? Says the Lord. And he says to them later, in chapter 2 and verse 2, if you do not listen, if you don't think about what I'm saying to you, God says, and if you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings, and indeed I have cursed them already, because you are not taking it to heart. Our Bible classes are not just for academic discussions. I hope that the lessons I present are not just about just thought processes that we go through, but every time we come to the Word of God should be for the purpose of taking it to heart, of saying, I'm going to use that to serve God better. Listen to what Jesus said. What is a Christian but one who follows Christ, who is a disciple of Christ? And this is what the Master Himself said to us. He was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. I want you to think about that phrase. It is so easy to dance around what Christ is calling us to as His disciples. He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, then your life needs to be defined by that you have chosen to follow me. You deny yourself and you take up your cross. Whatever it means to serve God in my life, whatever God has called me to, Whatever He puts in front of me, I will take it up and I will daily follow Jesus. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Most of us can probably quote that. I think something that we miss about that passage, and we'll talk about this in another time, but oftentimes when we see the word kingdom in the Bible, what we should be thinking of most of all is God's sovereignty and God's reign, not necessarily a particular place. When He says, seek first His kingdom, Jesus is saying, above all in your life, seek the reign of God over you. That first and foremost in my life, I want to submit myself and my family to the will of God. And God will take care of all the things that we need. Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. I think we can understand our Lord's illustration. What comes out of our heart is our fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day. Listen to what he's saying. Many people will even call me Lord. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And in your name I was at church every Sunday. And in your name I came to Bible class. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. We all have things that we need to work on. But the only way to grow is to look in the mirror. To see where we're not fitting the picture that God has painted for us as we ought to be. We need to be honest about what it means to serve the Lord and put Him first. And remember what He said back in 2 Corinthians 6. And working together with Him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And Paul's words ring forward to us today. If you want to grow as a Christian, if I want to grow as a Christian, and if we as the congregation here want to be all that God wants us to be, today is the day that we stop pretending. I'm not trying to be too hard on us. But sometimes we can say things, we can quote Bible verses, but we don't think about what God is actually calling us to. And so Paul says today is the day that we look at the Word of God with a new light. And we look at it with a renewed commitment. I'm ready to truly and honestly give myself and my family and this congregation to the Lord. Into His will in everything. Brothers and sisters, we need to examine ourselves.